Yevamos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey 6-5. In this Mishnah, we're going to define the term zona. Now, this is because the pasuk says it's Vayikra Chafalah pasuk Zion, talking about Kohanim in general. Isha zona v'chalala lo yikachu. There's a prohibition against a kohen, even a kohen hediot, for marrying someone who's in a category of a zona. We're going to define that over here. Now, in modern Hebrew, the word zona is not appropriate. Okay, but in the Torah, it's a term of art. It's a specific technical term for a woman under a certain category. And we're going to try to define who is included in that technical category of zona. The etymology of zona is like from the word zonos, suggesting there's some sort of promiscuousness associated with her. But exactly what, let's see in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, first of all, says, Kon hediot lo yisa ailonos, ailonis. An ailonis is a woman who never reaches maturity. So that means she reaches 20 years old and still doesn't begin to develop into a full-grown, mature woman. She's still like a girl. Also, she sort of has indications of like being masculine, like her voice is deeper than you would expect and so on. So the word an ayal is a ram. And the Aramaic word for ayal is zachar, which is like means a ram, but also Hebrew zachar is like a male. So this is sort of a indirect way of referring to her as being like sort of like a biological woman who seems like she doesn't really have a feminine side to her. She doesn't mature and so on. So that woman is unable to give birth to children. And that being the case, one is not to marry her because he can't do the mitzvah pru revu. So as the Mishnah starts out by saying here, it says, Kohen Hediot, any Kohen, a regular Kohen, he may not marry an Ailonis, a woman who is never going to reach maturity and doesn't reach maturity, Ela'imken yeshlo isho uvanim, unless he already has another wife with whom he can have children do the mitzvah pru revu, or he has other children by which he already fulfilled the mitzvah pru revu, in which case marrying this Ailonis is not messing things up for his kima of the mitzvah, and therefore he's allowed to marry her. Now the truth is that every Jewish male is equally obligated in Puru Revu, and there's nothing special about a Kohen. And therefore, if this sentence would stand alone, it'd be very strange because the Kohen Hediot is no more or less restricted from marrying an Ailonis than any old regular Jew, as much as she's not appropriate for fulfilling the mitzvah of having children. But the reason why it's brought here is because Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afal Pisha Yeshlo Isha Uvanim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not about the mitzvah of Puru Revu. Even if he would have another wife with whom to have children, and even if he has his own children to fulfill the mitzvah, lo yisa ailonis, still, says Rabbi Yehuda, a Kohen Hediot may never marry an ailonis, shehi zona hamura b'torah, because she is within the category of zona as defined by the Torah. So when the Torah says zona, it comes to include an ailonis. The reason why is because the ailonis simply is not in the category of persons who are able to sire children. And there's a pasuk that in Hosea, Perek Dalad, pasuk Yud, which says, Achlo v'lo yisba'u, they'll eat and not be satisfied, not relevant to our topic. And then it says, Hiznu v'lo yifrotsu, they will be promiscuous and they will not propagate, spread and have more children. So the idea is that Hiznu, which is referring to promiscuity in general, but from the word zona here, v'lo yifritzu will not bear children. The point is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a woman who is simply not the kind of woman who can give birth to children, so she is called by the pasuk a zona. Worth pointing out here, Kohen Hediot even is allowed to marry a woman, a girl who's not yet 12, even though she can't have children yet. But that doesn't matter because she's not from that category of women who can't give birth. And similarly, he could marry a woman who's who's older and can't have children anymore. But still, she's not in this category. It's just a woman who is incapable of bearing children. So that woman is considered a zona according to Yehuda. The halacha, however, doesn't follow him anyways. The halacha is like the Tana Kama, and like we'll see more in the moment of the Mishnah that the Ailonis is not a zona. So who is? The chamorim, the halach is like the chachamim, who hold ein zona ela gioris. A zona is only either referring to a gioris, a woman who started out her life as a non-Jew and then converted. That doesn't matter how old she was when she converted. The general status applies to all converts, regardless of their age when they converted, and regardless of whether or not they actually were involved with other men prior to conversion. That doesn't matter. They're all have the same status. And also, umishuchreres shenivla veshenivla beilaznus. Any woman, even a woman who's like a mishuchreres, I mean, she had been shivcha kananis, like a slave girl who was emancipated, which makes her now become a Jewish girl. And the truth is, even a Jewish girl who was born Jewish, the Mishnah doesn't mention it, who participated in a be'ilas nus, in a relationship with a man that was forbidden by the Torah, even according to many Rishonim, even by a mitzvah aseh, or a generic love, not just the chiyuv karas. So that even one time, if it happens with her, even if it's against her will, she's in a nusa and so on, it doesn't make a difference if she is nivelous, if she sleeps with a man with whom she's not allowed to, any Gentile man, or anybody who's restricted to her, as whether it's an incestuous relationship, whether it's a prohibition of a Jewish girl marrying like a momzer, or from a mitzri, and all these kind of things, it doesn't matter. All these things render her nawazona, and once that happens even once, so then she may never marry a Kohen, hediot. Just to point out one important halacha, a penuya, like a regular Jewish girl, who just a single girl, who sleeps with a regular Jewish boy, that who isn't otherwise forbidden for them to get married, and so on. So that alone doesn't make her a zona, and so she, that's a woman like that, even if she had a relationship with a previous Jewish man, could marry a Kohen.